Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah Day, and this is the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation right now at the 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is November 9, 2016, and it's history 10, 2020. We'll start our first service today with a song entitled Victory and Yahshua. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save the rest like me. I heard about his glory, of his precious blood's atoning, and I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Yahshua, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew him, and all my love is near him. He punched me to victory beneath the crimson flood. I heard about his healing, of his tender revealing. I made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I called to Yahshua, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Yahshua came and met to me the victory. Oh, victory in Yahshua, my Savior forever. He sought me and met me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, and all my love is near him. He pledged me to victory beneath the crimson flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up the song of victory. Oh, victory in Yahshua, and I say forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew him, and all my love is dear. He punched me to victory beneath the crimson flood.
Part 25, this is Yahweh's covenant with Abraham. We're going to continue on our study now of the covenant. We're going to get into Malachi chapter 3. Verse 1, Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Yahweh whom he seeks shall suddenly come to his temple.
I hope you will hear this.
Okay, let's try that again. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Yahshua, whom you seek, shall suddenly come unto his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in, behold, he shall come, saith Yahshua of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like full of soap. And he shall sit as refined and purify of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Yahshua an offering in righteousness. Okay, it says, then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Yahweh, as in the days of old and as in the former years. And I will come near unto you the judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the idolaters, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Yeshua of hosts. I am the Yahweh, I change not. I am the the Father, Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Talking about the 144,000 as the sons of Jacob. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Yeshua of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet you have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? And tithes and offering. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation, the whole nation of Israel. That includes the Seventh-day Adventist Church. That's the nation of Israel today. And she has completely apostatized. She hasn't given one dime to Yahweh's cause from the time that she took over in 1888-1890, as the General Conference took over the leadership of the church completely, fully, and they haven't given one dime to the gospel cause since. Well, a man robbed Yahweh, yet you have robbed me. But you say, when we have robbed thee in tithing and offerings, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith Yahshua of hosts. For I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Yahshua of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Yahshua of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Yahshua. Yet you say, where have we spoken so much against thee? He has said it is vain for to serve Yahweh, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Yahshua of hosts? And now, what is this here, his ordinance? Kept his ordinance. We're talking about the son here, Yahshua. So what is his ordinance? This is the ordinance of the Passover. This is his ordinance. Comes once a year in the first month of the year. Okay. So let's go to verse 15. And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up, yea, they that tempt Yahweh are even delivered. And they that fear the Yahweh spake often one to another, and the Yahweh hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Yahweh and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Yahshua of the host, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Yahweh and him that serveth him not. Malachi chapter 4. For behold, the Yahshua cometh, that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith Yahshua of hosts. They shall leave them neither root nor branch, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith Yahshua of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers unto the children, and the heart of the children unto their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Okay, now let's repeat that Malachi 4 again, and let's go a little bit slower. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Yahshua of hosts. They shall leave them neither root nor branch. Now, how are they going to be burned up? You go to Revelation 19, 20, and you find out how they're going to be burnt up. It says, and the beast was taken. That's a man. In Revelation 13:18 said it's the number of a man. And that man is your false prophet, or with the false prophet. And that man would have to be the president of the United States in this case. And with him, the false prophet. And he has an advisor, a vice president. That's a false prophet, this president and vice president that we're talking about here of the United States at this time. Have that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast into a lake of fire, alive into a lake of fire burning with a brimstone. So how are they going to die? They're going to die in a lake of fire, as kindled here in the 12th periodic hour. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. It says, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. It takes calves of the stall 1 year to grow up. So we got 1 year to grow up. Once this prophecy meets its fulfillment. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for there shall be ashes on the soles of your feet, and the day that I shall do this, saith Yahshua of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. So it says, remember these here statutes and judgments, Seventh-day Adventist Church and Division of Seventh-day Adventist says, remember to keep them, I know. The prophet for Israel said we don't have to keep them. Ellen G. White, because she didn't have an enlightenment on the full restoration of the sanctuary either. She only had it on the Sabbath, so that's all she taught. Then her successor, V.T. Hollis, he says, well, I believe we're supposed to keep feast days, but when they keep them, we'll get into the land. And then, he was wrong on that. And actually, he was wrong because he was already in the land where these feast days have been restored. And so, therefore, V.T. Hollis was wrong. He said, well, next keep the feast and get in the land. The Bible says you keep them whenever the light opens up on them to keep them at the right time. And the light opened up on the creation calendar of feast days in 1970 with Brother Johnson Gilead Center. So that's when you're supposed to keep them, when the light opens up for you. And it says, and he shall, behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet. Well, I represent that David, which is a prophet. David, as you know, David was called a prophet by Yahweh, called David a prophet. So he said, behold, I will send Elijah the prophet. Well, this Elijah is David the prophet, antithetical David. Behold, the coming of the great, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Yahweh, or the Yahshua, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers unto the children, and the heart of the children unto the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now notice it says, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet. Okay, now. Now, in Matthew 11, 14, well, let's just back up to verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. That was your Pharisees and Sadducees that took the capital city, Jerusalem, by force and ruled in the sanctuary. They were the rulers in the sanctuary, and they were the one that took it by force. And but it says, for all the prophets and the law prophesied under John, until John. For all the prophets and the law prophesied under John. And if you will receive it, this is the Elijah which was for to come. He that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto Yahshua. Now, Luke chapter 1, we're going to read the whole chapter. It's a long chapter. It's got about 80 verses, I guess. It says, forasmuch as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. This seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee an order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Bertha John, Yeshua announced. Verse 5. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before Yahweh, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Yahshua blameless. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before Yahweh in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of Yahweh. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of the incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of Yahweh standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and feared and fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. Thou shalt call his name John. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of Yahweh, and shall drink neither wine nor a strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn unto Yahweh the Elohim, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of the Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers and the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for Yahweh. And Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of the Yahweh, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these things, these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. They perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed unto his own house. Next those days his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months since. Thus hath Yahweh dealt with me in the days wherein he looked upon me to take away my reproach among men. And in the 6th month the angel Gabriel was sent from Yahweh unto a city of Galilee named Zechariah, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name is Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. Yahweh is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with Yahweh. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Yahshua. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the High, and Yahweh Elohim shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the High shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of Elohim. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with Yahweh nothing shall be impossible. Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of Yahweh, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste unto a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. It came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Yahshua, or Yahweh, should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Yahweh. Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Yahweh, and my spirit hath rejoiced in Elohim my Savior. And Yahweh my Savior, yeah. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. His mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. That's in Luke 1:50. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He hath hope in his servant Israel, and remembrance of his mercy. As he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever, Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned unto her own house. Now Elizabeth, full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Yahweh had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. It came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. They said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And he made signs unto his father how he would have them called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was open immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised Yahweh. And fear came on all that dwelt round about them. And all these things were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? And the hand of Yahweh was with him, and his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. In the house of David. This is where the horn of salvation is raised up today, here in the house of David. Okay. It says, and he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised unto our fathers and remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore unto our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou child shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of Yahweh to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sin, through the tender mercies of our Elohim, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light unto them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and was strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Okay, that's the end of Luke chapter 1. And it says, let's review a little bit here on page 30. And the angel said unto him, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with Yahweh. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a child, and shalt call his name Yahshua. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and Yahweh Elohim shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Okay, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Okay, so this kingdom of David right now has been raised up. This is who we represent today here in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Now we go to Acts chapter 2, start with verse 1. When the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, a devout man, out of every nation, and under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galilean? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Partitions and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, Atamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Phygia, and Pamphylia, and Egypt, and in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and proselytes, Cretes, and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongue the wonderful works of Yahweh. And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. Peter preaches to the crowd, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith Yahweh, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Yahweh come. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Yahshua of Nazareth, a man approved of Yahweh among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which Yahweh did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of Elohim, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom Elohim hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw Yahweh always before my face, for he is on my right hand, and I should not be moved. Now David is saying, here do you see the Father or the Son? It's the Son. He said, I foresaw the Yahshua always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known unto me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that Elohim has sworn with an oath unto him, that of the fruits of his loins according unto the flesh, he would raise up Yahshua to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Yahshua, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Yahshua hath Elohim raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of Yahweh exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath shed forth this, of which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, Yahweh said unto my Yahweh, sit thou on my master, sit thou here on my right hand, till I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that Elohim hath made that same Yahshua, whom you have crucified, both Yahweh and Messiah. In other words, he has made you God in his stead. That's the pagan term, like he did Moses. He said, I made you your mouth speak my words, same as me. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized every one of you in the name of the Yahshua Messiah for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Okay, this is very good to remember here. Share with everybody you can. For the promise is unto you and unto your children and to all that are far off, even as many as Yahshua our Savior shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had needed. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising Yahweh and having favor with all the people. And Yahweh added unto the congregation daily such as should be saved. We'll continue now with Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Now notice there in chapter 2, I read to you about the third hour. In verse 15 it says, "For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day." That was your daily in the morning, at the third hour of the day. That's the sacred hour of the day. And here in chapter 3, verse 1, it's in the ninth hour of the day. Okay, and a certain man came, chapter 3, verse 2. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was cured, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Yeshua, Messiah of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising Yahweh. Now all the people saw him walking and praising Yahweh, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. As the lame man which was healed healed Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The Elohim of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the Elohim of our fathers, hath glorified his son Yahshua, whom ye just delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One, and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom Elohim has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I want that through ignorance ye did it as did also your rulers. But those things which Elohim before has showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Yahshua should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yahweh. And he says, "Ye shall send Yahshua Messiah, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of the restitution of all things, which Elohim has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Yahweh your Elohim raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you." And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets of Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant. And of the covenant which Elohim made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first Elohim, having raised up his son Yahshua, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his iniquities. That's the end of chapter 3 of Acts. Our main point in this here is verse 22. For Moses truly said unto his fathers, A prophet shall Yahweh your Elohim raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And as he spake unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees camp on them, being grieved that they taught the people and priests through Yahshua the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in holds until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of them was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, he asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deeds done unto the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and unto all the people of Israel, that by the name of Yahshua, Messiah of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom Elohim raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." And now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Yahshua. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do unto these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them, and is manifest unto all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them, that they speak henceforth unto no man in this matter." And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Yahshua. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, "Whether it be right in the sight of Yahweh to hearken unto you more than unto Yahweh, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them, because of the people, for all men glorified Elohim for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old, of whom this miracle of healing was showed. And being let go, they went unto their own country, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice, and the Elohim with one accord, and said, "Yahweh, thou art Elohim, which hath made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, Why did the heathen rage, and the people imagine vain things? For the kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Yahshua, Yahweh, and against his son, Yahshua the Messiah. For of a truth, against our holy child Yahshua, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever they in thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Yahweh, behold, their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that which all boldness they may speak thy word, thou stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the holy child Yahshua. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spake the word of Yahweh with boldness. Common holding of possession, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of Yahshua Messiah, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet and distributed. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was named a surname Barnabas, which is being interpreted as son of consolation, a Levite out of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold his possession. This is Acts chapter 5, verse 1. Now verse 2. And kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, why hath Elohim filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, and keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto Yahweh. And as hearing these words fell down and gave up the spirit, and great fear came on all of them that heard these things. And the young men arose and wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. And then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed to attempt together to tempt the Spirit of Yahweh? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway to his feet, and yielded up the Spirit. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in solemn sport. And of the rest there's no man joined himself unto them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added unto Yahweh multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick and to the streets, and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter's passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about Antioch, from bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. The apostles in prison. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison. But the angel of Yahweh by night opened the prison doors, and brought them forth, and said, go stand and speak in the temple unto the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning, and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent unto the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told Shem. The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them were unto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey Yahweh rather than men. The Elohim of our fathers raised up Yahshua, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. hath Elohim exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance unto Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so he is also the Holy Spirit, whom Elohim hath given unto him that obey him. When they heard that they were cut off to the heart and took counsel to slay them, then stood up up one in the council of the Pharisees named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, and him that had a reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, You men of Israel, take heed unto yourselves, what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days arose up Theudas, and boasting himself to be somebody, unto whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who were slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of Yahweh, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found even to fight against Yahweh. And unto him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Yahshua, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Yahshua, the Messiah. This brings the end of chapter 5 of Acts. But I felt like we needed to review that information about divine healing and how Yahweh is willing today to bestow upon us divine healing if we but be 100% obedient to his commandments, be sanctified by him, keep it by the obeying all commands, then he will also do the same thing for us. He'll heal us and bind us up and raise us up to stand in his sight at that appointed day. Now that's Romans 11:27. For this is my covenant unto them which I shall take when I shall take away their sins. Okay. That's in Romans 11:27. Let's just back up and read the whole 11th chapter of Romans. Yahweh's love for Israel. I say then, hath Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. Yahweh hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elijah? How he maketh intercession to Yahweh against Israel, saying, now Elijah, saying, Yahweh, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer unto Elohim, of Elohim unto him? I have reserved unto myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then is it no more of works? Otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more of grace? Otherwise work is no more work. But then, Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. But the election, to us today that would be the 144,000, hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, Yahweh hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, unto this day. And David said, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. The Gentiles forbidden to boast. Verse 11. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Yahweh forbid, but rather through their false salvation has come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them unto jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak unto you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine offering. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall receiving of them be but life from the dead? Well, if the first fruits be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. Yeah, see, just unbelief breaks them off. And thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. For if Yahweh spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of Yahweh on them which fell severely. But toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. They also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For Yahweh is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit. That blindness in part has happened unto Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out a sign, the deliverer, and shall turn away unrighteousness from Jacob. And so all Israel shall be saved. What does that mean? The Gentiles are they are descendants of the Hebrews through Lot, Abraham's nephew. Abraham was the first Hebrew called out of Ur of Babylon into the land of Canaan to set up the posterity for Israel to inherit here in these last days. And Lot went with him, his nephew, which is also a Hebrew. And through Lot's seed, the Gentiles came. They came through Lot's seed, through Moab and Ammon. Okay. So he says in Romans 11:26, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion a deliverer, and shall turn away unrighteousness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins, when I shall take away the sins of the Gentiles. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gift and calling of Yahweh is without repentance. For as you in times past have not believed Yahweh, yet have now obtained mercy through the Jews' unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. That's through the mercy of the Gentiles. For Elohim has concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of Yahweh. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of Yahweh? Or who hath been his counselor? For who hath first given unto him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and unto him all are all things. Unto whom be glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. End of study. I want to close this now with a song that I've written entitled, Let the Heavenly Light Shine Through. Well, you would not have known about the wonderful Yah if you hadn't created you. And you would not have known about his vast creation and all he can do. Oh, draw near unto Yah, remember to pray, let the heavenly light shine through. And Yah, when his mercy comes, and the love of heaven.
Let the heavenly light shine through. Let the heavenly light shine through.
And now when it's ready to really come, begin to have a heavenly home for me. There would not have been a creation of earth if Yah had not come down. And he spoke the word of all creation here that the world started spinning around. Then he spoke the word and the light appeared. He divided it from the night. And Yah saw that his work was good, created by his mind. Let the heavenly light shine through. Let the heavenly light shine through. If Yah and his mercy come, begin to have a heavenly home for you. Well, you climb upon a mountain and you look around. There's a green valley below. There's a moon up above that's a shining with love. There's a peaceful river that flows. Well, there's the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and all the heaven can stir. But I think that this is just the glimpse of what the waiting over there. Let the heavenly light shine through. Let the heavenly light shine through. And Yah and his mercy when he comes, he's in the light.